Hi, Sat. Your name is Little Flower. Can you hear me okay?
I sure do.
Tashina, I don't know if my answer is the same as Serenia. I was doing really well. Like, I really felt like I was flying in devotion and everything. And a few days ago, a thought came for me, which has always been able to grab me. It's not so much fear, but I don't know if it's maybe remnants of my lack brother or. And it brought with it like a sense of disloyalty and so many things, and I was so uncomfortable. And so I even felt like, oh my gosh, even if I get what it is that I thought I wanted, I don't even want it because I'm so uncomfortable right now. And I just wanted to ask you, I saw this kind of like a tear, like I saw it start a tear and just the seams just were falling apart, and I couldn't catch it quick enough to bring myself back. Only today, when you texted me, I was able to come back little by little, and I was wondering if you could help me so I'm not in that situation again.
Don't be afraid of being in that situation again. And you might, not only once, maybe more than once. But the pain of it, again, like I said to Serenia, will leave an impression that if it does happen, it would be short-lived and leave again an impression to ride on even deeper. Like this time, you felt the pain. And this pain, the memory of this pain, makes you not give in to that tendency as easy as before. Now, if you look at your life, you will see that this tendency would come up like a snake with the head up. But if you look back, you didn't even aware of it that is there. You felt very righteous, very proper. Now at least you see it as a pain and unnecessary. You'd rather not even have that desire than to go through the pain. These are all progress. So have patience with yourself and always look back and see how far you have come for all of us.
I really understood when you said that how Ramana says that until the last, there's no more weakness. You still have to practice because weakness will come up, and I really felt it and experienced it, and the discomfort of it was so uncomfortable for me that I was so happy when it started to lift today after your text. So thank you so much.
Well, listen, as long as I have breath in my nostril, there is a time that I have to remind myself, don't be a fool. It is the nature of occupying a body, even if it's to a minutest degree, to be confronted with this type of discord. But you're not alone. And the good thing is that one small push, one small reminder just shoots you up. And it's all about ego. It's all about that image of ourself, that one side of it is a righteous image, another side is a regretful image, and if there is another side that is a this way and that way. And we're just little by little trying to uproot this belief that we are that, with all of that contradiction. And we need to have patience with ourselves but also to have hope. And the time that you see that within one text, it's gone. You just sit down and say, how big did it feel? And how easily was left it? So could it be real? And then you move on.
Thank you so much, Sadie.